This is Rick Lingle, Editor-in-Chief of Food and Beverage Packaging Magazine. Today's episode concludes our six-part series speaking with PepsiCo's Denise Lefebvre, the Vice President of Global Beverage Packaging. In this final episode, Denise discusses her personal thoughts and challenges and opportunities that she sees in packaging. She also talks about what excites her the most in packaging, both in general and at PepsiCo.
As we wind down here, maybe you could just point to what you see as the biggest challenge that you face in packaging, and maybe also point to what you see as the biggest opportunity.
So the biggest challenge and the biggest opportunity are the same thing, in the sense of there's so much new technology coming out, so much is changing in the world of packaging. If you just think about biopolymers alone, what's going on in that landscape, just on one segment, right, and that's a primary resin material, versus what might be going on in new technologies like direct printing, and you just mentioned, you know, consumer interaction, there is so much to choose from. So that's the hardest thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't pick them all, and you need to pick the bets that are going to be best for your brand and the best technologies to drive your business forward, whether it be productivity or consumer sales. But that's also the upside as well. With so much choice, it's not stagnant, right? You're able to bring value to your company all the time, and really challenged to critically think about which strategies and which technologies then to make deals with to work around globally. So I think it cuts both ways, to be quite frank with you.
Currently, what excites you the most about what's going on in packaging?
People are really realizing, people I meant CPG companies and all companies, about the value packaging plays with the consumer and the interaction and the sensorial experience. It's very exciting to see that packaging can play a critical role and that it's being acknowledged as such. And I think we're only on the tip of the iceberg in terms of thinking of how it can be a more active sensory component in engaging the consumer, you know, at the time of consumption. And I think that's huge, groundbreaking work that's going to be very exciting, very scientifically driven, and also, quite honestly, very emotionally driven as well. And I think that's a huge area of opportunity.
Well, I'd save my toughest question for last, and I think you'll be up to the task, and that is this. Can you point to any particular recent development that you and your team have been involved with that is your favorite?
Well, there's a couple of those.
Go right ahead. I got time.
A couple. So let me name first. I think the excitement around 100% bio-based PET is bar none. I think we've really raised the game in the industry and committed to people our interest and secured our interest. And I think that's exciting technically and also what it could do environmentally. I think our two package launches this year, we have multiple actually. If I think about Mountain Dew, if I think about Pepsi Max, I think about G-Fit series, and if I think about our conversions that are ongoing currently in Tropicana, we are changing the face of every mega brand, every package within PepsiCo. The amount of scale and effort and design and areas that are required, we couldn't be more proud of and more excited about. There's just an excitement around packaging within PepsiCo, and that's what's making it such a great time to be here and so much fun to be here. And I can tell you we're particularly proud of those efforts and the teams that are really driving them forward.
Well, I think you and your team deserve every right to be proud of those efforts, and we look forward to those and many more in the months ahead. Again, I appreciate your time talking to us here and sharing some of your insights and thoughts on what's going on in the beverage market and also at PepsiCo.